It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Light rain has developed across northeastern North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota at this hour. And we've got a little drizzle occurring around the region, and that's holding the temperatures back even more. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures just an hour or two ago was limited to around 40 degrees. A couple of spots were only in the upper 30s in northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Very impressive cold air mass. Last night we saw freezes in Alberta down to 27 degrees, and tonight we'll likely see freezes in western North Dakota with temperatures maybe getting out down to 28 or 29 degrees right underneath the surface high pressure. But most of us and most of those areas out to the west will not be seeing damaging cold. The lows will be in the 30s out there in the western parts of the Dakotas. Eastern areas will probably see some upper 30s and lower 40s, but I don't think we'll see anything colder than maybe mid 30s, and that would occur near and just immediately to the east of the Missouri River. And the temperatures might be low enough for some patches of soft frost, but I don't see anything that's going to come along that's going to cause notable damage to any crop that might be up. Now, we know that the progress across North Dakota is not that great on field work. A lot of crops were not emerged last Sunday, and so we're not really worried about the cold at all. But it does lower our soil temperatures, and we will need to get warmer once again. We're still fighting surplus moisture in some parts of the state, and in fact, in some parts of our listening area in general. So we do have a need for just a general period of warm and dry bias conditions to get everybody back in the fields, get all the crop planted, and move along as we want to. Well, the outlook as we go forward through these next couple days does move in the right direction. This little bit of shower and drizzle is going to be in the northern part of the region this afternoon. Northeastern North Dakota and northern and central Minnesota will disappear overnight. A surface high pressure center will be present over the western Dakotas tomorrow morning, and it will be cold. Look for frost for sure out there west of the Missouri River, and some frost in central parts of the North Dakota as well. And we'll look for temperatures to possibly drop down to 28 or 29 underneath the surface high, maybe around the Dickinson area and certainly the Hinger area of southwestern North Dakota. All right, with that said, we will see that high pressure system shift out of the way, and as it does, we'll see warming coming back into play. Temperatures will likely rise as we go forward through the weekend. As we get out towards the end of this weekend into early next week, we'll be back looking at upper 70 and 80 degree temperatures across a big part of the region. And that will be accelerating the drying that we need across the area without a lot of precipitation occurring between now and then. The opportunity will be for a firming of the soil in those wetter biased areas and an opportunity for more aggressive field work to possibly take place. Nighttime lows will not be as cold as they will be tonight again anytime real soon. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.